Welcome to LTN Rewind, where we take a deep dive into the LTN archives, pulling out a podcast from the past, and today we're pulling out some free play. This is episode 73, which came out just prior to the launch of Disney Plus. The discussion on the table: are there too many streaming services? I mean, I think we all know the answer, but they're going to talk it to death in a very entertaining way, of course. So stick around. Of course, first up, they're going to be talking about what they've been playing back then in November of 2019. Enjoy.
Who doesn't love a good binge-watching session with their favorite streaming TV show? But it seems to be getting harder and harder to get everything that we want in one place. MickMouse just released his mega streaming service, and even Disney Plus doesn't have everything on it. Where do services like Hulu, Netflix, Prime Video, and the new Apple TV fit into this mix? Should we be spending our hard-earned doll hairs on multiple services? Well, that's what we want to talk about this week on the Free Play Podcast.
You are listening to the Free Play Podcast with Bubba Stallcup, Matt Warmbier, and Kate Katawaki, part of the Love Thy Nerd Podcast Network.
What's up, nerds? My name is Bubba Stallcup, and you're listening to the Free Play Podcast, part of the Love Thy Nerd Podcast Network. And joined with me, as always, is my boy and co-host, also co-founder of Love Thy Nerd, Matt Warmbier.
Oh, that's too much. Hello.
Hey, I'm man. If you don't want the title,
no,
don't do
I
the,
like it.
Don't do the crime.
God is my co-pilot. And
I'm a Jesus, co-host. Take the wheel. That's what I said. That's what my pappy always said.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Hey, we are down one co-host and co-founder in Kate Katawaki. And
so we have an open position here. That's what we're trying to say.
Yeah. Send all of your inquiries to us at lovethynerd.com. Yep. And we would love to pretend to read those so we can fill this seat.
Yep.
No, she's sick. Matt, and you were sick yesterday.
Probably I was.
Still sick today.
I don't feel like 100%. But, you know, the show must go on. People say that, right?
Well, they say a lot of things.
People say it, and they probably mean it. So, yeah, I've been off work the past 2 days. The sickness was around last week, and Aaron had it, and other kids had it. And a couple nights ago, like, Aaron and I were sleeping like you do at night. And suddenly, like, Aaron, like, launched onto me because a child, I didn't know what happened, came in and puked. If you have a queasy stomach, just fast forward a few minutes. Puked.
Well, too
beside
late.
The bed. And she thought that she was being puked on. And I heard it. Like, I woke up and I was like, puked all over the floor. And turns out it was Avon, and he was smart, and he didn't puke on the floor or anybody else. He had a bucket. So that worked out really well.
He came into your room to puke in
yeah.
the bucket.
I was like, we have an 11-year-old that actually knows, you know, not to puke on the floor. But like can make it into something. I was like, well, he did really well not puke on the floor or anyone else, but he could have just gone to the bathroom and threw up. I mean, that would have been ideal.
What in the world, man?
Hey, I mean, you want to be comforted when you're sick. So
there's nothing comforting about hearing chunks hit the bottom of a bucket.
Well, I mean, it's true. But for the person throwing up, that is more comforting. I don't know. I didn't end up throwing up. I just felt terrible. And then, like, you're laying there and I feel great. And then you get up and I'm like, oh my word. Like, your stomach is like just like twisted. It's like a big rock. And I'm like, I actually have to go lay back down. So I spent most of the last day and a half just playing video games.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, I have.
Well, hey, I think that's why God invented the sick day, was so that we could get through these games.
I don't usually ever take them, so it's been great.
Well, here we go.
I mean, in a terrible way.
Yeah. It's great in the worst possible way. But hey, right. it's whatever.
Yeah.
So you're getting over that. Your house is getting over that. Kate's yep. sick. My wife is sick. I think she got one of my kids sick.
No.
I don't know what the deal is. And Matt and I don't live close to each other.
I sent you that package with the germs in it.
You did. And I did open it up and lick the inside of that envelope.
Well, that's right. That's how you do it.
Rookie mistake.
It really is.
Yeah, I would like to say it won't happen again, but I can't make promises like that.
We'll see.
Yeah. Well, if you're sick, sorry about it. I don't know what's going around, especially here in the States.
Hold on to that puke bucket.
I don't want to alarm anybody, but I heard somebody say that there were like cases of the Black Plague that were going around.
Not here, but there are in, gosh, I can't remember where it was. It was another country that's across the ocean, but it was
in Florida.
I think it was China. I think it happened in China, if I'm not mistaken.
Was it Canada?
Was it Canada? I'm pretty sure it was China. You know, Ireland. Let us know. If you know, let us know. Because we're not the
East
news bros.
North Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're definitely not the news bros. That's for sure.
No.
But, sorry if you guys are sick. Like I said, something's going around, and I hope that you get well and you don't have to worry about it. But like Matt said, we are not the news bros. We're not, this isn't, the Scrubs podcast. But, you can become a subby, not a scrubby, if you head on over to lovethynerd.com/YouTube and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We put out our Beard Bros episodes on there, and we also put on there right now our co-optional stuff. And we have plenty of things in the pipeline coming down, some Let's Play stuff, some secret tips. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of things, some Let's Plays. People have Pokemon right now. And so if we don't make Pokemon content, I think that we just need to hang it up and go home.
There's a real problem there.
Yeah. Because anybody can watch somebody run around in the wild area for an hour. It's just fun to watch them do Dynamax battles and all sorts of stuff. So head on over to lovethynerd.com/YouTube, become a subby, and hit that little bell icon to know when we post videos and stuff like that. So
this is like off the cuff here, but it looks like we have 116 subscribers at present. Do you want to do like a giveaway if we hit 200?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's
I do. I don't. I don't know what it's going to be, but I like your attitude, and so we're just going to roll with
welcome.
It.
So, why don't you share our YouTube link? Subscribe if you haven't already, and when we get to 200, we'll give away some games or something. We'll give away something cool.
And let us know what kind of content you want to see on there. You know, because it's one thing for us to sit around and go, we want to make this video, but what do you actually want to see? What would be good from Love Thy Nerd to see on that YouTube channel? Let us know. You can let us know here on Twitter, Facebook, wherever you are following us and engaging with our content. Just let us know, and we'll pray about it.
Are you subscribed?
I hope so. I'm just going to say yes, because by the time this airs, the answer will be yes.
Okay,
so,
great. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we just maybe hit 117. Congratulations.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what you can also do is you can come hang out with us in Discord. We got a brand new fancy schmancy Discord server. Just go to lovethynerd.com/Discord, and it'll take you straight to our server. And we got places for you guys to talk about comic books, video games, weird meme stuff, anything you want to do, plus voice chat channels where Matt and I are actually recording this podcast right now. Is in
hey, Carl.
The podcasting.
I'm sorry, Craig.
Craig, his name's Craig.
Sorry, Craig.
Our longtime listeners may remember Craig. Craig's a little bot that records all of our conversations. I think he works for the NSA. That sounds about right.
I just called
right.
him by the wrong name, too. He's going to like cut off my recording here.
He's going to mail you another germ packet.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I hope so. Forward that right
but
back
so
to
anyway, just go to lovethynerd.com/Discord and join. We grew from like zero to, I don't know, however many hundreds of thousands we have in there now. I honestly don't know. I have it up, but I'm not looking at the numbers. But we grew pretty 16. Significantly overnight. And those of you guys that use Discord, you know what it's for. It's a great place to just get in there, game together, chat together. Constant conversation. If you're a kind of person that needs that, Discord's for you. That's where you need to be. So don't leave the community on Facebook. We want to keep that going, but we think that this fills another void. So like I said, once again, lovethynerd.com/Discord and come hang out with us. We'd love to have you. Well, let's get the show moving along. Matt, what have you been playing, man, on your sick days?
Yeah, my sick days. I had put the PlayStation 3 in my bedroom long ago for, you know, just safe in case keeping. In case you need a place to watch Netflix or send a child to watch TV and get away from everyone else, or if you have a house full and people want to watch or play different things, whatever. So it's been in there for a while, and I'm sick. I don't want to just be on Facebook all day, and so I decided.
Well, you must really be sick.
Yeah, I know. I decided to pop in Red Dead Oon, the first one.
Wow.
I know, and I just decided to go for it. I had recently restarted 2, and I still love the game.
Was it because of Kate?
Yeah, Kate like made me want to continue to like play it again. So I got into chapter 2, and then you know I got sick, and I was like, I want to play this game. I don't really want to move my PlayStation back here, and this is already hooked up. I'll just play Red Dead. And so I probably played for 10 hours yesterday. And I think I'm getting about halfway through the story. I think I went pretty quickly. I'm trying to avoid side quests, and that doesn't sound like me normally. At least like the more – like I'm not going to go and do all the bounty hunting because I don't really care. I don't need money. I just want – I honestly just want the story. And so I'm trying to do like – just like the story, and then there's a few like little sub side quests that seem to kind of involve the greater world. So I've been trying to do those as well.
Okay.
But I'm really enjoying it. And I think if I would have played this when it first came out, I would have loved it. Going back to it after playing 2, you can see where they've improved upon. And I mean, it looks a billion times better. Although back then, I'm sure that this game was probably
that's not their fault.
Super dope. Like I'm sure they, you know, back in 2010 or whatever it was released, they're like, people are like, wow, this looks so good. The scenery looks so great. But to me,
look at how boxy his arms are.
And honestly, it doesn't look terrible. Like for a last generation game, like that was a PlayStation 3, Xbox 360 game. Like it doesn't look awful. But like the scenery and even the characters, they're just a little kind of drab. Like you can see they're missing some detail that they have in the current generation game. But I'm powering through and I'm really enjoying it. I'm looking forward to finishing it off. I don't know when that'll happen, but maybe I just need to be sick again, right? Right.
Well, we can make that happen. Please. We have the technology.
Send all germs to. No.
don't say it. Don't say it.
So I played that, past couple days. And I don't know. What else have I played? I'm trying to think here. I think the sickness is, like, ruining my brain. That might be all that I've played in the past bit.
Have you played anything on, like, tabletop or board game
that? Yeah, we played – Aaron and I played Commissioned last Saturday for co-optional, and that went really well. We actually recorded with audio this time, so that's pretty cool.
Brag.
I know. And I was able to play Marvel Champions again.
Yes.
Which was great. I sadly missed the event on Sunday because I was sick at my local friendly game store.
Well, guys, that's the Free Play Podcast for this week. Be sure to follow us on.
But know that I had reached out the couple days before because they said they weren't sure if they were getting the promo stuff or not. And I reached out and I sent them a message saying, hey, any word about the promo stuff? And they said, no, we did not get it. So I didn't miss out on that.
Oh, all right. Well, so, yeah, that's fine. You can be sick then.
I'm hoping that they'll have some at PAX Unplugged. They're already. I really, at least something. And I went onto Amazon and you can pre-order Ms. Marvel and the Green Goblin pack, but they don't come out until March and April of next year.
Yeah, well, they even pushed Captain America. I was talking to my FLGS owner today, actually, and they pushed Captain America back to January.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks. But it probably is okay. There's a lot going on in that game still, like with just the base pack. You can do a whole lot.
So you fought against Rhino then?
Yeah, we fought against Rhino, Avon and I did. And we won. It got pretty close there at the end. Like he was, once we kind of flipped him to his next health, like he was.
Did you play 1 and 2 or 2 and 3?
We played 1 and 2.
Okay.
So I think 2 and 3 is even harder, I'm going to suppose.
Yeah. You start on 2 where you ended, and then you go to his third stage.
Oh, yeah, he was doing some serious damage and putting out some serious threat, that's for sure, on a second stage, where we had to be very thoughtful. Like, I think we both got to a point where we had 1 hit point left,
uh-huh.
And we're like, we have to go back to our alter ego. Like, But the threat's getting high too, so it was really touch and go.
Who did you play as?
I played as Iron Man.
And oh, wow.
Iron Man, he's awesome. He is really tough.
How are you dealing with that hand limit?
It actually wasn't terrible because for those of you that don't know, like each character has a hand limit.
I'd like to keep talking like it's nobody else is here. It's just you and me, Matt. So for those of you that don't know, Google it.
Each character has a hand limit that you draw back up to at the end of each round. And Iron Man, when he's Tony Stark, I think he has a 5 or a 6 hand limit. But then when he flips over to Iron Man, he has a 1-card hand limit, which, I mean, is awful. But if you are able to get some of his tech cards, or are they tech armor cards?
Yeah, his upgrades, yeah.
As upgrades played in front of you, you get a +1 hand limit per upgrade you have. So
they want you to build the suit as Tony and then get into it, you know, and not keep flip-flopping back and forth.
What makes him really good is he gets some upgrades out there that give him a +1 health and then a +6 health, like, to his max.
Yeah.
So you're able to, like, kind of move those up. And he has some – he's, like, trying to build off these aerial – this card called aerial. Like, you're going to be in the air.
Yeah.
So you do more damage if you're aerial. But he had some combinations where he was, like – he was doing some serious damage. Like, I think in one turn he did 12 just because I had, like, the right stuff out and the right stuff to play with it. Yeah. So that, like, almost took Rhino out down halfway at that point. So really, really fun game. I honestly like it. I have wanted to play for weeks and just, like, couldn't make it happen. So I was really glad to be able to get it out and play it again. And we are going to be covering it on Beard Bros and Co-optional.
Yes, we are.
Probably next month, I'm gonna guess here.
Yeah, we had talked about trying to do it while we're at PAX Unplugged.
Yep.
And yes. So more on that here in just a little bit on PAX Unplugged, that is. But, man, yeah, if you can get your hands on a copy of Marvel Champions or even just play it with somebody, it's a fun play. Block out some time. It's going to take a minute to play.
Yeah, it'll be a bit.
But I think it's worth it, man. It's one of those games. I was looking online today and James Hudson, the head of Skybound Games, he put a post in Board Game Spotlight and said, "What's your top game of 2019?" And I saw Marvel Champions on there, and I was thinking to myself, "Man, that might be it."
That's saying, like, a lot, too.
I know. It's been a long year in 2019.
Yeah,
we're gonna do a whole episode where we talk about that, but it has been a long year. So for me to say that I think Marvel Champions is one of the top games that I've played this year, like, that's a huge deal. Because I'm looking at my shelf right now, and there are some games on it that are great. But Marvel Champions is right up there with it. So
yeah, we're going to do a top games of the year. We're also going to do a, like, maybe gift list, like things you should ask for or give to people. And it might be – they might overlap quite a bit, but – we'll see.
I bet they will. I mean, because we're probably going to recommend things that you should buy. Mm-hmm. You know, like our top games are games that should live at your house. Like, why would we say it's a top game and then nobody should play it? So that'll be in the next, closer to the holiday season. So, which I guess we're getting close to already.
We're very close, yeah.
Golly. No, thank you. Oh, man. All right. So you played Champions
and
Red Dead. Yeah.
And Commissioned, yep. And I think...
Oh, and Commissioned. And Kate obviously is playing Red Dead 2. She wanted us to let you guys know that she thinks she's almost done. And
I don't want to spoil this for her, but she told me that this might be her favorite game of all time.
All time?
That's what I said.
Does she know it's not a Dragon Age game?
I think it's... she probably is confused, yeah. I'll let her talk more about that next week, but spoiler alert...
Yeah, this is not a BioWare game. I don't know that she knows that. Okay, well.
She'll figure it out at the end. I think I tell you at the end who it's by. Surprise.
Oh, man. Surprise. Man, I have been playing Pokemon Shield. And I feel like I've been playing a lot of it, but what I've realized is that I have not been playing nearly as much as everybody else has. So, for me, I don't know, I've probably got 10 or so hours into it, you know, not like a whole lot, but not a small lot either. And I've got, I'm sitting right now at the fourth gym battle. And, I just, man, I love this game. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I can't stop playing it. I mean, I'm not playing it right this second, but my Switch is literally right in front of me. So I could at any moment.
You
should
be. You can do both.
Just stop talking and Pokemon it up. But like, I did not expect to have this much fun with a Pokemon game. I just didn't. Because I've been telling people that the last Pokemon game I played was Smash. And I say it to get that kind of chuckle out of people. But literally, I mean, you could play Pokemon Trainer in Smash, and that was like the last one I played. I guess I played Pokemon Go and Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu before that, but I'm going to be real. I did not like those games. I played them because everybody else was playing them, and I mean, it was cool to just catch Pokemon out in the real world, quote unquote.
Right. Yeah, and that's why I played it too. It's not like it was fun for what it was. It was fun because everyone else was playing it, but it like just didn't like it didn't have a lasting appeal for me. But some people are still playing that game.
Yeah. Well, hey, and you know, if you're playing it, go for it. Don't let me pee in your Cheerios. You just do what you got to do. But for me, I needed more. And so I got Let's Go Pikachu because I thought, oh, okay, it's going to be the stepping stone to the next generation. And it was. It legitimately was a stepping stone. But it was all catching. That's all it was just catching.
Yeah.
And I was not about that. Now enter Pokemon Sword and Shield, and you've got, you know, full-on gym battles that you're doing, and you're also, you know, going through and going into the wild area, which is dope. You can do these big Dynamax battles. You can see the Pokemon out in the open, so you can decide if you want to stay away from them or go to them and get an encounter. Like, I appreciate that about Pokemon, and I just find myself having tons and tons and tons of fun, like exploring almost every inch of it that I can, and really just going for it. And I picked Scorbunny as my starter, and I'm not mad about it at all. Fire type was the way to go. Like, if you want to leg up in the game, you pick Scorbunny. You can pick Grookey, you can pick, you know, Sobble, that's fine. They're great, but they're not going to give you a leg up. Like, that's more like further on in the game, you know, kind of stuff. So for me, Scorbunny has been absolutely crushing it for me. So I'm not mad. Not mad at all. Have you been playing?
No.
Did you get it yet?
No. I'm going to let you enjoy this, but I have no desire.
At all?
At all.
Interesting.
To me, this is like my hot take here. It looks terrible. It looks terrible and sounds boring. Like, when they were showing reveal footage at whatever they're doing, they're like, and you can go to this Pokemon dog park and you can craft food. I'm like, why? Why would like, it looked bad. Like,
you didn't ask that question in Breath of the Wild. You just made the food.
No, I felt like it was just like a last minute add on is what it felt like to me. Like, what else can we get to do these people to do this thing? And I don't know. I have no desire. I'm just not a Pokemon bro, and that's okay. If you are, enjoy it. I want you to enjoy this time because it's been so long since you've gotten a main Pokemon game. And I hope it's everything you wanted, but for me, like, it doesn't draw me in. I have no nostalgia with Pokemon. It kind of came out as I was getting older and I never got into it. And I know people play it and people love it and people love their Charizards and Vanillites, but.
Dude, when it's snowing outside, there are Vanillites as far as the eye can see in the wild area.
Okay, I can get behind that.
Yeah, I was like, the listeners aren't going to understand this, but a billion episodes ago on the arcade, I think it was, mm-hmm. it was, It was you, Brooks, and myself, and we were talking about the weirdest Pokemon that exist in general up to that point. And one of them was Vanillite, and I didn't even know that was an ice cream cone Pokemon existed, and it does, and it's in this game, and that was my nostalgia, was back to that episode.
Okay, I can get behind that as well. But I know people are going to be like, well, Matt, you play fill-in-the-blank game that also looks awful. Why do you like – you can't say that, but, like, you know, we all like our stuff. It's pronounced
Animal Crossing.
Now, yeah. I wasn't going to bring the name of the game up, okay?
Well, I think it just needs to be said.
That's fine.
Because I'm not going to throw shade on you. I'm not going to throw shade on you, but I think it's interesting, this juxtaposition, because – like everything that you cited for not liking it,
I know
you can basically do in Animal Crossing. It's like the crux of Animal Crossing.
Maybe it's like
the whole game is in Animal Park.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Maybe it's like you don't speak ill about your pet or your child. Like you love them. And Animal Crossing is like my pet or child. But okay. Other people are like, well, I don't know why they're doing that, or you know why I don't know. So maybe I just have more fondness towards Animal Crossing and not much towards
you PJs. Have the nostalgia of That's Animal probably. Crossing. And like you said, you don't have it with Pokemon. Hmm. I don't either, man. I never played a Pokemon game. Like
really?
Through. Yeah. Like I never played. I think the last one I played was maybe like Leaf Green or Fire Red or something like that. And even then, I didn't finish it. Hmm. Like – I'm looking at this game, and people have boycotted it, and I am saying to myself, I will never catch 400 Pokemon. I will never catch 400 and then 400 shinies, and I will never do all the breeding and all the evolving and all that stuff. I will never do that. We talked about it a couple weeks ago on an episode here that I want to be that completionist, but I don't have that bone in my body.
I don't, man.
So what I'm doing is I'm just trying to get through the gym battles, and I'm trying to catch cool things along the way and go back. And if there's a cool evolution I want, I'm going to do some trading. Like at our game night this Friday, the day that this episode drops, actually, I just told our guys, I was like, look, hey, if you guys want to bring your Switches, we'll just do Pokemon. You guys can link trade and all sorts of stuff and go do Dynamax battles and catch Pokemon and just hang out. And if you don't have Pokemon, you can either watch or you can go play Smash or get a board game or whatever, but we're going to give guys some time to, guys and girls, just some time to play Pokemon together in the same room and catch some stuff and trade some stuff. Because I think that's
a cool part of it.
That's when it's at its best, like couch co-op kind of stuff, which was the whole point of it being created anyway.
I'm going to ask a noob question here.
Here we go.
So maybe you all are wondering the same thing, I hope. So you have Sword and Shield. You obviously aren't getting both games, but what's the difference?
So joke's on you. I did get both games.
Well, okay. And then I was talking about the Universal U.
Oh, yeah. The Royal U. No, I got it, and I'm playing Shield, and the youth pastor at my church, Lane, he's playing Sword, and then we're going to switch. And then I'll play and he'll play the other one. So the difference are there are some Pokemon that you can only catch in each game. Okay. And some of the latter gym battles are different. They have different gym leaders. So, it's not enough to warrant really a full other game, if you ask me.
Okay.
But this is what Pokemon has done. The whole idea was to create a trading atmosphere. That's going back to the original link cable Pokemon stuff. You're going to catch things that I can't catch, and it's going to force you and I to interact. And so when you ask what's drastically different about the Pokemon games, almost nothing.
Okay.
If I catch one in my game and I send it to you, you can do all the things that I did with it in my game in your game. And so it doesn't really matter. And the Dynamax battles, really, it's in the wild area where you do all these battles. And if I invite you to my Dynamax battle, you have a chance to catch the Pokemon that spawned in my game. So we're essentially playing the same game at that point. But you have a copy of Sword and I have a copy of Shield. So it really works well together, but it's like if you want to fill out your Pokédex, you either have to do trading or you have to get both games and be diligent. So that's kind of what it is. It's for completionists.
Okay. Well,
so, yeah. Which we've already decided. Not my bag.
Hey, good luck. Just good luck.
Yeah, none taken. Yeah. But that's really all I've been playing is Pokemon. Anytime I have a free moment, Pokemon. I went to the midnight release, which they actually did at 11 o'clock here. A bunch of my buddies were there.
It's 12 Eastern.
We just had a blast. Yeah. Dude, they had the GameStop that I got it from. The manager made cookies. That was dope.
Oh, that's
I loved it. Yeah, it was great. So it was fun.
Were they shaped like Pokeballs?
Well, they were round, yeah.
Okay, I accept. Yep.
But they were like flat earth kind of round because cookies.
Right.
So,
right.
But we got to thinking maybe we should do more midnight releases at like GameStops for games and stuff like that and just be Love Thy Nerd out there and, you know, hand out cookies or water or whatever or bring pins and partner with the GameStop and, you know, do some custom swag or what. I don't know. Like, you know, just some cool stuff that would make that environment
That's a good
fun,
idea.
You know? Anyway, yeah, well, we're going to workshop some of that stuff. And if you guys have any ideas about it, please, or if you are in the GameStop game in that scene, please contact us and let us know, like, what would be cool for us to help you do at an event. And it doesn't just have to be Pokemon, because if it's just Pokemon,
we're in trouble.
We missed it. Yeah. Yep. So, or do another one, release another one. But yeah, so those are just a few of the games that we've been playing, and we hope that you guys are playing them too. Hey, if you're playing Pokemon, please share your Switch code. We want to know. I want to get your league card. I want to trade with you, maybe do some Dynamax battles, and the people in our Discord channel are just ready for that. We have a video game channel inside of the server. Get in there and share your stuff and do some trades. You can do that crap online now, so let's go. That's one of the reasons we got that thing up and running. So,
and we're going to take a quick break here for LTN Rewind. We will be back with more of episode 73 after just a quick music break here on LTN Radio. Coming up next, we get into it. Are there too many streaming services? And how do we handle it? What are we doing? What's going on? Stick around.
During your time on Earth, every one of your actions had a positive or a negative value, depending on how much good or bad that action put into the universe. Every sandwich you ate, every time you bought a magazine, every single thing you did had an effect that rippled out over time and ultimately created some amount of good or bad. You know how some people pull into the breakdown lane when there's traffic and they think to themselves, ah, who cares? No one's watching. We were watching. Surprise!
In the first episode of the first season of The Good Place, Eleanor Shellstrap wakes up to Michael, the architect of the community that will be her afterlife. And soon thereafter, she is greeted with a whole bunch of other folks that apparently just got there and are ready to watch their welcome video to explain just how they got to The Good Place. Michael lays out that it is an elaborate point system. Basically a scale of good and bad, but it's not just making sure your good outweighs your bad that gets you in. You have to be the best of the best. Thank the Lord the Bible's clear that that's not how it really works.
There's been a big mistake.
The point system laid out in the show, though, is actually quite intriguing. It's not just a simple scale of the good and bad things that you've done, but it actually takes into account the ripple effects that your actions have on the world around you. It's a system that almost forces you to think of the consequences first. And though, of course, it's laid out in the Bible that really the only way to get to the good place is being saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, the fact that your actions have consequences does not go unnoticed in any part of the Bible. In fact, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Michael kind of parrots this idea, mentioning that every sandwich you ate had an effect on the world around you. What the Bible is telling us here is that even things that we might deem as menial, even things that we might deem as non-important, should be thought of through the lens of our faith because of the grace that God has given us. What Paul is saying here in 1 Corinthians is that it doesn't matter what you're doing. Even something as small as deciding what you're going to eat and drink needs to be thought of from God's perspective. And all the more so for the bigger things in our lives. How we handle our relationships, our marriage, parenthood, our jobs, the decisions that we make, all of them need to be viewed through the lens of God first. Not us, not selfishly, not focused on what we want and what we think is best, but what God leads us to do. Do good because your Father in heaven is good and because he has called you to be his ambassador. Just, you know, don't count on good deeds to get you into heaven.
Because it doesn't technically work.
Catch a new Back Row Binge Watch every Monday on the Back Row Morning Show, exclusively on LTN Radio. What up, nerd? Thank you for listening to this podcast from the Love Thy Nerd Podcast Network. We hope you're enjoying it. But hey, did you know that Love Thy Nerd airs almost all of its podcasts first on LTN Radio? That's right. LTN Radio is your home for the best Christian rock, rap, pop, and indie music. And it's also the place to go to hear Love Thy Nerd's content before it reaches the podcast feed. In addition to that, Love Thy Nerd creates a lot of content that's exclusive to LTN Radio that you're missing out on. So go check out ltnonair.com and listen for yourself. You can also download the Live 365 app on your smartphone and search in favorite LTN Radio, or enable the LTN Radio skill on your Echo devices and simply ask Alexa to play Love Thy Nerd. Now let's get you back to that podcast. Welcome back to LTN Rewind. Today on the Rewind, taking a deep dive into the classic Love Thy Nerd podcast archives, we've pulled out Free Play episode 73. Now, we're already halfway into this thing, but you know what? You're just in time for the main topic. Are there too many streaming services? Now, this episode came out just prior to the launch of Disney Plus and just during the news of Peacock and HBO Max on the way. I think we all know the answer, but I bet you want to hear Bubba and Matt talk about it, don't you? Well, why don't we just get right into it then?
Well, let's move on to our main topic for the day. We should have talked about this a while ago.
Yeah.
But you know what? We didn't.
It's so okay. Hey, we didn't know.
Get off my back about it.
We didn't know the extent with which it would. We should have known.
We should have known, but we didn't know. But so here's the deal. So we're talking about Disney Plus, and in the realm of Disney Plus, all of the other streaming services that are out there or that have cropped up or are beefing up their lineup or whatever, like, this is the world that we live in now, this post-cable, pre-cable 2.0 kind of lifestyle that we have, where there are 100,000 different streaming services. So I feel like everybody has their own streaming service these days. And I know that a lot of the internet feels the same way that I do. It's getting to be a little bit much. But then when you have competitors come in, say like a Disney Plus, and they say, hey, Matt, we know you're paying for a lot. We want to give you Disney Plus for $7 a month.
Yeah, that's a good price.
It's real, right? It's really hard to look at your probably almost $20 that you're paying for Netflix and go, yeah, I could probably do Disney Plus.
Yep.
And a lot of the things that I like on I like on Netflix are actually Disney products. So maybe I would be okay if I just canceled my Netflix account. Spoiler alert, you can do that, but you shouldn't do that yet. And we'll talk about why here in just a second. But Disney Plus specifically, I'm loving it.
Yeah. It's there's more on there than I expected. There are more movies and shows that I guess I didn't realize were Disney or forgot were Disney.
For instance,
like as simple as like Gargoyles, like I should have known better. And I did at one time, but just like totally like out of my brain. The movie Brink. Remember Brink, the rollerblading movie?
I saw like, your post about it. Yeah.
Things like that, like where you're not expecting that to be on there, but at the same time you should. And I think that the original shows that they've been putting on there, and there aren't a ton right now.
No. But,
the ones that are on there, like they're quality too. Like they
like them.
Yeah.
Watched? Yes.
The Jeff Goldblum one. Yeah. I haven't watched the second episode yet, but I watched the first one and like, it's just funny. Like it's just
the sneakers one is so good, man. It was so good.
It's just a bopper, you know?
Jeff Goldblum is the best of us. And you need to understand that. Like if you don't get Jeff Goldblum, you get Jeff Goldblum. His character. I feel like he's just like that all the time.
That's what I thought. Being able to watch that, like, it's a very funny and calm type show. Like, he just goes about, like, when he talks to people, just in a very, like, he seems very real with them, but also in a funny Jeff Goldblum way. Like, very, I guess authentic is probably the word I'm thinking of. Like, he seems to, like, really care about everyone around him.
Well, and I like that, especially specifically with that episode, because I've only seen the first one as well. But with that episode, he went and he reached into a different culture, like completely different subset, which for me, that checks a lot of boxes for me because that's what we do with Love Thy Nerd is we go into geek and nerd culture and shine light on it for people who don't know anything about it. And for me, I'm not a sneakerhead. So for seeing, to see him, right? If I could get my own sneaks like he did, I would.
Yep,
but same. I don't have $35,000 to drop on a pair of kicks. Just go watch the episode. It's ridiculous. It looks like a drug deal. But
even that one part, he's like, "All right, let's do this off camera. We gotta talk about this off camera." I'm like, "What is he like? Why? Just we're watching you already. We already know how much all those shoes are worth. Come on."
It was stupid, but they were shining light on the sneaker culture, that subculture, and how they were talking about like just millions of dollars were going to be spent that day. It's a one day convention. Just crazy. So I don't know. It was good. It was a good deep dive into that. And I'm excited to see where they take it in the future with other subsets of culture, because my guess is that's the bend, like the world, according to Jeff Goldblum.
The next one's ice cream.
I'm about it.
Yep.
I'm there for that. Yeah, let's go. Oh, man. So they have a bunch of really great stuff. They also have some shorts, like a lot of really – like I'm talking like short stuff. Like not even – you remember the Pixar stuff? That's on there.
Yeah.
Like the things that ran before all of the Pixar movies?
Yep.
Like those are on there, but they have shorts that are shorter than that, that are like Marvel, cartoons and stuff like that.
Yeah, it tricked me. I started watching one. I was like, I'll try these ones out. And then I thought it was going to be a full season.
Over.
Okay, well, there you go. That was one and done.
I think you put them together, they're the length of an episode. Okay. But my kids were getting mad because I was like, all right, guys, we're going to let you watch four more of these. And I'm like, oh, four more? We're going to be up forever. And they're like, what the heck?
That's it? All right, guys. Good night.
Yeah. So I think that that's where they like bulk up a lot of the content is in some of these really easy, quick things and a lot of the nostalgia stuff. And I think really the one of the things that we forgot about, or I guess didn't think about, was that they did buy Fox. They bought 20th Century Fox and they own all that stuff. So it's easy for us to remember, oh yeah, let's go 90s X-Men. Yeah. But then to go, okay, well, that does also mean Gargoyles. And that does also mean, all these other, like Spider-Man and, all these things.
The only Spider-Man it's missing that I wish it had is my personal favorite, Spectacular Spider-Man. I thought it was going to be on there.
And why is it not? Because that's one of the more recent ones. Maybe it's because it's currently airing.
No, that one's probably 10 years old. It hasn't been, that one went off. There's another one that is airing, and I can understand that one. But this one has been around for a while.
What's the one that you're talking about then? Because the one that I'm thinking of is the one where he switched, like Doc Ock takes over his subconscious.
That's not Spectacular Spider-Man. Spectacular Spider-Man ran
Superior.
From...
It's Superior, Superior Spider-Man.
Yep. Yeah, there you go. So Spectacular Spider-Man only ran for about a year and a half, and there's only 26 episodes, but it was by far my favorite Spider-Man cartoon, minus the newest movie.
So why is it not on there?
I don't know. No,
you haven't done the research to figure that out?
They won't tell me. I keep – oh, it's CW. That's probably why, because it's CW.
Oh, it's a CW. WB.
Yep, there you go.
Oh, man, I totally forgot. That's weird. If you think about that for just a little bit, and if you know where the licensing stuff lies,
right.
Like Warner Brothers is DC. So for there to be a Marvel Spider-Man thing on the WB, as a kid, there's no way I would have ever put that together.
I didn't.
But knowing the things now, that's interesting. I am going to... I'm going to have to scour the internet and figure this out because that's going to hurt my brain.
Well, if you have a chance to watch the episode somewhere, I recommend it.
You could probably watch them on the C-Dub, their app or something like that.
Well, I don't have it.
Well, not yet. But for $7.99, shoot, you could...
$7.99, that's a ripoff.
Well, they want to make sure you want it. So most of us probably got Disney Plus. I'm talking very generally and very broad, right? So most of us nerds probably got Disney Plus, not necessarily for the Disney content, not necessarily even for the Fox content, so to speak. Like, you may not be interested in things like The Simpsons or whatever, but you probably got it for your Marvel stuff. You want to make sure that you get all of the MCU in one place. But here's the thing. Not all of it is on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And I think that if you didn't do your due diligence, you can feel pretty duped about this. But again, you have to understand the licensing. You got to understand Marvel has not always been the big dog that it is now. There was a time where they were filing for bankruptcy and they had to sell off shares and stock and licenses just to stay afloat.
Right.
And in doing so, they lost a lot of it. And that's why we have the debacle that we have with Spider-Man and Sony and all this other stuff. But
I think it's only a matter of time. I think they are missing some Marvel Cinematic Universe movies.
And there are seven movies that are not on Disney. Not on Disney Plus. And I'm going to go through them. I do. Because I think it's important. Because if you were just to go in and just to Disney Plus and say, hey, sort by name, you'll see all of the movies, I think except for Incredible Hulk. You'll see all of the movies listed in Disney Plus that are part of the MCU.
Can I guess which ones are not in there?
Oh, yeah. That's even better.
Okay. Thor Ragnarok.
Correct.
Iron Man 3.
One moment, please.
Okay.
Please hold.
I'm waiting for it. I don't remember seeing Iron Man 3. I remember seeing Iron Man 2 on there.
Iron Man 3 is on there, yes.
Okay. Shoot. Captain America, the First Avenger.
Captain America is on there, yes.
Dag nabbit, really?
Okay. You're doing great.
Well, I wasn't going to guess Hulk or Spider-Man because I know those ones are not on there.
Neither of them. Yeah, those three movies.
Were those on your list?
They are on my list, yeah.
Okay, I was not going to guess those ones.
Of the seven, here we go. We've got Incredible Hulk from 2008. Uh-huh. You know, this was the one with Edward Norton, not Mark Ruffalo. Yeah. So this was... It was great. It's still considered part of the MCU. It's just not in there. Obviously, Spider-Man Homecoming, because Spider-Man.
Right.
Thor Ragnarok. Black Panther. Infinity War. Ant-Man and the Wasp. and Spider-Man Far From Home.
Well, those, minus Spider-Man, those other three and Thor Ragnarok are currently on Netflix.
And that is the kicker. Okay. So with all of these, the reason they're not there is not because Marvel doesn't own them, not because Marvel doesn't even own the rights. They are in an exclusive deal with said streaming company, in this case Netflix, to not have those on their platform just yet. So like for instance, Thor Ragnarok is available to stream on Netflix, and it's expected to leave Netflix next month, so in December. Black Panther, we'll see it on Disney Plus in March. But even then, there are some of these other ones that are even like full-on Disney property movies that will say you can't see it. Like Wreck-It Ralph, I think Ralph Breaks the Internet, the second one. I think you can't even – we won't get it on Disney Plus until like December of 2020. Ooh. And so like these deals are massive that they've made. But they had to because they wanted to get it out there, and they didn't really know exactly when the service was going to launch, and they would rather have something on the service than have nothing on the service. So right. There are some gaps in the MCU. That's what I'm saying. Like if you have Netflix, maybe just keep it. I don't know. Like it, of course, this is money and stuff that we're dealing with. I know that us, my family, we actually are getting Disney Plus free for a year because of having an unlimited Verizon data plan.
Oh yeah.
And so if you can find those different those different, you know, promos and specials, I would say most certainly do that, cuz that's where you're going to yield the best return. But if you guys don't know, for instance, like the Hulk, like I was talking about at the beginning, and also the reason that Hulk doesn't have his own movie yet is kind of the same stuff that's going on with Sony and Spider-Man. Universal Pictures actually owns the distribution rights to The Incredible Hulk. And so, like, he doesn't have his own one-off movies. And they kind of consider some of the movies in the MCU his trilogy, mm-hmm. because he plays such a big role. But Universal has that. And then, of course, Spider-Man and Sony. As long as Sony makes a Spider-Man movie every 5 years, they retain the rights. And so they're doing really great with Into the Spider-Verse. Spider-Verse 2 is already in production. Mm-hmm. So they're going to hold on to that for a little bit longer. But, I mean, that being said, Disney Plus is also holding off new Disney movies being on the service as well, because DVDs and Blu-rays are still a thing. And
I thought Toy Story 4 was going to be on there.
Well, that was what it was reported to be.
Well, there are even advertisements that they were showing it on there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it was reported that it was going to be on there day one, but they just decided that they wanted to hold off for a little bit so that they could get money out of the DVD sales, which they're a corporation. I get it. I can't be like super mad at it, but if I'm paying for the service, there are certain things that I'm expecting out of the service. And, you know, really, I can only watch cartoons for so long before I'm just going to be like, well, I kind of want to watch the new stuff. You know, like we went back and watched a lot of the old things, and my kids are loving it because they're getting introduced to things that they've never seen before, or, right. you know, whatever, like stuff that we grew up with. But there are also some things that are missing that we haven't talked about, and that's the X-Men movies. None of the X-Men movies are on Disney Plus. And it's interesting because I did just a little bit of research. I didn't do a whole lot of it, but I was coming up empty on all of my research. I don't have an answer for you right now, as of the time of this recording, as to why those movies, I mean, anything that has X-Men on it or the Fantastic Four or any of that stuff. Maybe it's that they haven't finalized that stuff yet, but then I look at it and I go, well, I mean, the X-Men cartoon,
yeah,
it's on there. Maybe the licensing was different in it. I'm not sure, but you will not see X-Men, X2, or X3, or any of the First Class franchise. None of that is on Disney Plus yet. Logan's not on there. None of that stuff is on there, and it's I don't know what it is. I don't know what the word I'm looking for. I'm not, I guess disappointed is it.
I mean, but, yeah, I'm just hoping that they do a pretty good update and add more fairly frequently. Do we know when the next bit of movies are going to be put on there?
Like their official Disney movies?
Anything.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I do know that like they're doing some shotgun releases, like Apple TV Plus is with their TV shows. They're doing the weekly releases, and we talked about that I think last week. For me, that works a lot better. I do like that. They gave us like three episodes up front, and then at least Apple TV did. They gave you three episodes up front, and then you know you have to wait for the rest of them. That allows me to keep up with more story. So I don't know exactly when all of the content is rolling out for like the Loki series or WandaVision.
It's coming, I think. I'm just looking for like, when are they going to be like, all right, here's some more X-Men movies that we didn't put on there. And kind of like Netflix has like, here's everything we're taking away and here's everything we're adding type of thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just any of that would be great.
Yeah. I don't know. I have to believe that it's coming. That they're going to let us know.
And I think them doing like an episode a week or, you know, two in 1 week and another the next, like that kind of keeps the hype rolling too. Like imagine if they had put out all 8 episodes of The Mandalorian and we'd probably still be talking about it for a week, maybe.
Oh, but yeah.
For the most part, like it's kind of like moving on to the next big thing. So I think them doing this makes us really like think, maybe theorize, you know, the anticipation is great for that.
I cannot believe that we talked for 5 minutes about Jeff Goldblum and didn't even mention the Mandalorian.
I know there's some stuff that people don't spoil, so we don't have to go into depth about it, but I will say that I love it.
Go watch The Mandalorian. Go watch it. If you have lost faith in Star Wars and that just whole universe, go watch The Mandalorian. It will reignite everything you loved about Star Wars, regardless of when you fell in love with it.
Yeah.
Like, it is the most pure version of Star Wars right now. And that, I mean, that's like all the movies taken into account and everything that's come out lately. This is it.
It makes me anticipate, and I feel like before when they announced like Obi-Wan and other, you know, series that were coming out, I'm like, okay, just don't ruin it, please, because you know, it's more of like a beloved character. But now seeing what they've done with Mandalorian, I'm like, yes, please do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
I want to see more of this. I want to see more TV show stuff because they get an opportunity to really explore it a lot more. I know that it's not cheaper to make the TV stuff. I get it. You know, because you're having to, they're almost as long as half of a movie, and then you get, you know, 15 times as many of them. Like, I get it. But go watch The Mandalorian. I don't know how to say this. Also, if you're really looking for, I'm buying Disney Plus because I've got to watch two movies and two movies only, and it's Cool Runnings and Holes. You're going to have to wait until January the 1st. I just wanted to get that out there.
Okay.
Let everybody know.
Because yeah. Cool Runnings, I think, is on Netflix right now.
January 1st, 2020. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
They also don't have like Last Jedi yet. Mm-hmm. The day after Christmas, it'll be on there. But again, just working through things with Netflix and waiting for all those contracts and stuff to roll out. Man, we don't have a whole lot of time left, but Disney Plus is not the only one in the game. Okay. So you've still got, Amazon Prime Video, which
coming out of the Lord of the Rings series.
Yes. I mean, like these are guys, they're keeping up or they're doing their best to do so. And I'm excited. We pay for stupid Prime anyway. I say stupid Prime because it's like $90 a year or $100 a year, whatever it is. The price just keeps going up. We order stuff from Amazon all the time. So it makes it feel like it's worth it. And you get audio and anyway, video and all sorts of stuff. But like Amazon also has, they're coming out with Lord of the Rings, like you said, and they're also doing The Man in the High Castle. And the final season is actually airing. I think it's fully ready to go right now. And so by the time you guys hear this, it'll have been out for a week, and hopefully I've watched all of it by then. I love it. That's alternate history. You know, we say, oh, hi, Kaka. You know, this is a callback from a couple seasons ago. Like that show, I love that kind of stuff. So when you look and you do like Apple TV Plus, they have a show on there called For All Mankind. And that's about the space race. The Russians got there before we did. But now, like, it's not first to the moon, but it's like first to put a base on the moon. So like there's still this jockeying and juxtaposition and stuff like that, but it's alternate history stuff. And I love it. Like, I'm just eating this up, man. There's another show on there called C that has, I call him Jason Mimosa. That's not his name, but, you know, Aquaman, he's in there, and like the world cannot see, but there are some that have the power of vision. I will say, walk into that one. Don't walk into that one with your kids in the room. There is some stuff in there that, you know, for lack of a better term, and you know, some pun intended, once you see, you can't unsee. So
yeah,
just tread lightly. There is just so much stuff that's out there. We didn't even talk about like Nat Geo. Like, that's in on the Disney Plus stuff, right, as well. Yep. And you can bundle it with Hulu Plus and ESPN Plus. There's just so much to watch now that we are like one heartbeat away from some conglomerate coming back in and bundling it again. Or Disney. Disney's basically doing it right there with Hulu and ESPN. Because that Hulu has live TV on it. So
long for now, cable companies, but you'll be back.
I cannot wait to see, cable company. I cannot wait to see what YouTube does in this space. Because I have to believe that with their YouTube TV and YouTube Red and all that stuff, they have the money and the wherewithal to get into this as a major player. But they tried to use YouTube streamers as their content creators. And I think that's where like these other guys have a leg up on them, is that they're not using YouTube people. They're using actual professional, you know, content creators, right, to do this stuff. Not to say that if you're a YouTube creator, you're not a professional, but there is a difference in quality and in content. So, I don't know. I want to spend all the money on all the things, but I can't, because I have a very expensive hobby. And so I don't know, man.
Be thoughtful.
Yeah. Well, or just rich.
Okay. Yeah. Both.
Yeah.
Make your checks payable too.
Hey, maybe that's what people can get me every year for Christmas, is just a year subscription to whatever streaming service.
Oh, I didn't even talk about my disappointment with EA Access. Speaking of streaming,
you have the floor. I yield my time.
Okay, we'll end after this. But so I've been thinking about getting the new Star Wars game called Fill in the Blank. Uh-huh. Go ahead, whatever it's called.
Jedi Order.
That's
right?
The one. Yeah, and like I didn't pre-order it. I didn't get day of, and I'm like, man, $60. I just don't know if I want to do it. Like, I'm sure I'll like it, but I'm just going to wait a little longer. And then, like, you know, I'm scrolling through the PlayStation Store, and I see that it says EA Access underneath the game. And I was like, oh, I can just get EA Access for a month and then get rid of it. That's perfect. Like, that's $5 for the month. So I tell Aaron, I'm like, hey, Aaron, I'm going to spend $5. I'm going to get EA Access. I'm going to play so I can play this game, and then I make sure to cancel it afterwards. She's like, all right, as long as you make sure to, you know, cancel it afterwards or not set up reoccurring subscription. And I was like, you got it. So downloaded it, both the apps or whatever. They make you buy it and then download the app.
Yeah.
Went there, and I was like, okay, let's do this. And I'm like, looking, like, okay.
Sorry, man.
NHL 19. That's not even
Yeah, hope you like Anthem.
NHL. Anthem. NHL 18. Star Wars Battlefront. And I was like, it's not even on here. Like,
no.
Why did you do that? Why did it say that underneath? And it wasn't on there.
You get
old game.
I'm hoping you figure this out already.
You get percent off, yeah.
Yes. You get special bundle deals and extra in-game cash or like whatever it is. I've been doing EA Access for a couple of years now, and it's good when it's good. If you want to play like From the Vault stuff, but it's not great for new stuff at all.
No, it's not. So I'm angry and disappointed.
Well, the good thing is you were okay. Well, hey, maybe your Secret Santa will get you one.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Put it on your thing. Put it on the thing.
I don't know if I did or not. We'll see.
Yeah, I guess we will. Well, hey, we just wanted to kind of talk a little bit about Disney Plus. What do you think? I know that everybody is crazy about their stuff. Like, they either love it or they hate it. It's very polarizing. Matt, I didn't even ask you, what was the first thing you watched on Disney Plus?
Oh, gosh. I think it was Toy Story 3.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not bad, man. That's a good choice. That was a tearjerker. And I think you posted about that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Got me.
Yeah. Man. I watched what was the first thing I watched? I can't remember. It'll come back to me.
Okay.
But I watched Remember the Titans, and that movie makes me freaking cry like a baby. Like, normally what's happening is, like, I'm watching Anna watch a movie or something like that, and she's always tearing up, and, you know, I'm like, hey, are you gonna be okay? Like, what's going on? And so, like, she's watching me watch Remember the Titans, and I'm like, this freaking movie is gonna make me cry again. And it's in the weirdest spots. Like, if anybody's ever seen the movie, or just go back and watch it, it's the left side, strong side. The first time they do that, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to cry at this part. What is happening right now? So I don't know. I kept it together. And then again, at the end of I don't know, man, the whole thing. I told Anna, I was like, it's sports movies. That's what does it for me. It's sports movies.
They know how to get you.
Yeah, and it's not because I'm a super bro or anything like that, but like this and Field of Dreams, and like I was like, we all got daddy issues. These are just how mine manifests, that's all. Yep. So, but hey, we want to know, what was the first thing that you watched? We've already had this conversation a little bit in the community, but just let us know, what's the first thing that you watched? And since then, what's the best thing that you've discovered on Disney Plus or a new streaming service that you are a part of? Let us know, and maybe this will help other people discover that as well and find things that you like, and you guys could start talking about them. And we just really want to cultivate as much community as we possibly can. But you know what, guys? That's going to do it for this episode of the Free Play Podcast. And Kate was sorely missed. I don't know how we did it, but we did it.
Barely did it.
Well, yeah, we tried. Like I said, that's going to do it for episode 73 of the Free Play Podcast. Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, YouTube, radio.com, and I guess anywhere that you listen to podcasts. You can subscribe via an RSS feed if that's what you like. But if we're not somewhere where you like to listen to your podcasts, just let me know. I'll do my best to get us on that platform. And if you're not a part of our aforementioned Facebook group, just do it. Just go to Facebook group, or go to Facebook group. If you go to Facebook group, I don't know what's going to show up. Yeah. I would not recommend going to facebookgroup.com. There's no telling what's going to happen. Not a sponsor. But go to Facebook and just search Love Thy Nerd Community. We'll pop up and just request to join. All you got to do is answer one question. What's up, nerd? That just tells me you're not a robot. And then our mods will look at that and go, yeah, no, they're all right, whatever. And then we'll let you in and you can be a part of our wonderful Facebook community. And we also, like I said, have a brand new Discord server, lovethynerd.com/Discord. And that'll get in there and you can do all the things that you do on Discord, like we're doing right now, recording a podcast, yeah. Whatever. We do what we want. You can also find us, Love Thy Nerd, on Facebook and Instagram, and as well as Twitter, at Love Thy Nerd, on all three of those platforms. So guys, please be sure to follow Free Play Podcast on Twitter as well, at Free Play Podcast. We got Beard Bros on Friday, co-optional on Saturday. We do a lot of stuff. Make sure you're hitting up the website, lovethynerd.com. We've got other podcasts in our network, Humans of Gaming, and also the Pull List Podcast. All of that mess can be found on lovethynerd.com, and there's also space for it in the brand new Discord server. We do a lot of stuff.
We do, for sure.
Let's do more. Who cares?
Deal.
Yep. And done. Well, guys, once again, I'm Bubba Stallcup.
I'm Matt Warmbier.
And for our poor, dear, sweet, sweet Kate Kadawaki, hopefully she's doing great. I don't know. I haven't heard from her all day, so she's probably fine.
She's probably
fine. And also our cut man, Jonathan Clausen. Hey, we will catch you next week. And remember that if nobody else tells you, Kanye will, that Jesus loves you, nerd.
You have been listening to the Free Play Podcast with Bubba Stallcup, Matt Warmbier, and Kate Kadawaki, part of the Love Thy Nerd Podcast Network. Be sure to rate and review the show and share on all the social media.
That's going to do it for our LTN Rewind for this week. Thank you for joining us. What a rewind it was, even though, you know, they didn't have Kate on the show, and, well, it's a little lackluster because of that, but you know what? We got more rewinds in the future, and Kate's all over the place in the Free Play Podcast, so we'll hear her again. Don't worry. Have a great night.